sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, at Choral Evensong on the second Sunday of Easter, April 27th, 2025, entitled, Now You Know Him. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web. Or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
Jesus said, "If you know me, you will know my Father also." On this second Sunday of Easter, the season of Easter, the church can be found basking in the light of resurrection. This particular Sunday has often been referred to as Low Sunday, although seldom have I actually ever observed that to be true. The idea being that Holy Week and Easter having been demanding, the people of God are naturally looking for a bit of a worship break after Easter. An interesting feature of the newer church calendar is that these Sundays are named Sundays of Easter rather than the former Sundays after Easter. And that makes the point that this is an entire season of Easter celebration. And so it is. Biblically, we look at the fundamental truth of Christian faith from a variety of angles and perspectives during 50 days of resurrection observance. Without the occurrence of Jesus rising from the dead, there would be no Christian faith, and there would be no Christian church. And so it shouldn't be surprising that we continue to hear from Scripture this season the classic Easter themes. The second Sunday of Easter, we always hear yet again the account of the unique encounter between the risen Jesus and Thomas, the disciple. John says Thomas wasn't present with the other disciples on Easter evening when Jesus came physically and bodily into their presence. Thomas is recorded to say that it will be only after touching Christ's wounds that he will believe. And 7 days later, Jesus offers him just that. For those of us who have difficulty with doubt, Thomas can be our patron saint. The Old Testament reading this evening should take us back to some of what we heard in the shadowy hours leading up to Easter Day this year. The great vigil of Easter has for centuries helped the church review salvation history in its entirety. The pursuit of the Egyptians and the miraculous parting of the Red Sea waters is a reminder that God's people were once before saved through water. Baptism is the sign that through water, first dying as if by drowning and then being raised to new life when coming up out of the water, makes baptism especially appropriate at Easter. The word of Jesus to disoriented, disillusioned, and doubting Thomas is one of assurance and comfort. He says, believe. And so the gospel text tonight takes us back to the time the disciples had gathered in the upper room. When Jesus would say, "Eat this bread, it is my body. Drink this wine, it is my blood." And it was fairly clear that the jig was up. Jesus would die the next day. And we hear from Thomas that night as well. "How can we go with you, Lord, when we do not know the way?" Jesus says to them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. I go to prepare a place for you." Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Even then, Thomas was finding it difficult to put the numbers and the words together. But you know, more often than not, that's our question too. What does it mean to have faith in a Lord whose story is so unbelievable? But you know, if we think about it just a little bit, if Jesus was who he said he was, there would be no other outcome. Thomas was not so different from us. It's hard to experience rock-solid certainty all of the time. And that's the nature of faith. But our belief is that life is not God's cruel joke, that the force of life is strong and will overcome death. And that's exactly what the resurrection tells us. With patience and belief, God promises that there is a place for us. How? Where? What does it look like? Well, Jesus' own words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him."
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We are always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.